for the last month is that the whole backlog. He says to Tisha B'Av, no, it's the minhag olam, that's the yeshivas, no? Isn't it that way? That's where I came from, it was that way. It was way to Tisha B'Av. You read everything, you postponed all the general reading for Tisha B'Av. Comes Aruch HaShulchan and says, Gevalt! Gevalt! Not how to do it? Oy, oy, oy. Terrible. It's hard to argue even though. It's a hesach da'at from event. But I guess you could say, so what? Who said that's the Aruch HaShulchan fails us? It says, Pekudei Hashem Yisharam Yisam Chilei. So Mishim Simcha, you read the sports, depending if the Mets, you're a Mets fan, or if you're a Yankee fan, or Red Sox, right? Isn't it that way? That's where I came from, it was that way. It was way to Tisha B'Av. You read everything, you postponed all the general reading for Tisha B'Av. Comes Aruch HaShulchan and says, Gevalt! Gevalt! Not how to do it? Oy, oy, oy. Terrible. It's hard to argue even though. It's a Hesach Da'at from events. But I guess you could say, so what? Who said that's the Hesach Da'at from events? It says, Pekudei Hashem Yisharam Yisam Chilei. So Mishim Simcha, you read the sports, depending if the Mets, you're a Mets fan, or if you're a Yankee fan, or Red Sox, that way. So which way it'll go, but that's not the same Simcha. And then Hayonik Dolm, you just read it, and that's the, yeah. So the Aruch HaShulchan said what he said, it's hard to be making. But they said it's Kolshkein. Kolshkein to eat on a Sefer. I don't think it's a Kolshkein. You can say it's awesome, you can say it's awesome. I have a piruch on the Kal v'chomer. Learning is a simcha. And reading the news is a tzar. Read the putting on in the world. The words of tzar never. They're killing each other here and there and everywhere. And is this pollution and is this crisis and is this drugs and is this... The chatzar. Yeah. And the chinali, maybe it's not talking about Avelus. Avelus Mocham. Maybe, right here, you come to a base office, what do you see this day? They have the papers are there. Yeah, I guess they don't want to go crazy, read the papers, they can't learn. I guess the chinali Avelus learn, I don't know. But that's the official thing. Finally, what about Seder Hayom? So the Pesach Shuvah said you shouldn't say Peter Mac Pirates. And the Seder Kabbalah Sarachayim Simonal. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah, Tafluf Kuf Nun Tes Sifkad Chav. The reason is it's not Seder Hayom. She'ain Kol Adam Omer Oso. Something going wrong. Not everybody says it. Who Shmelah? But the Shulchan Aruch Tafluf Kuf Nun Dal Sif Dal. It says somebody who says Eizam Mekolman every day says it on Tisha B'Av. Not everybody says it. Could be after Zakeh Machlokes of Mechaba and Rambam. If you take a look at those two simanim, maybe the Shulchan Aruch holds this also in probably in his Seder. Ramah, Paul says, Paul says, everybody says it. Again, put Ramah's on the word, everybody says it. Put Ramah's on the word, as long as you say it. Gedola means that we see in the Chayim of Bracha, Chiddush, Niflum, and Neira. This is what we say in Ramah says. The Mechavah says, Paul in his Seder. The Chayim of Bracha wants to say, if you have a Seder in Mishnayis, every day you learn Mishnayis, it's also called Seder Shalom. That's unbelievable. That's incredible. I'll never pass this with Allah. But you see from the Chayim of Bracha, that he holds that Seder Shalom doesn't mean just everybody says. Well, even what you do, even though we don't accept it as far as learning is concerned, but as far as part of Dhamma to print it in the Siddur, so it's accepted as far as you post can say. We'll stop here tomorrow, but next year we'll begin the Yom of... Trying to go slow. If there are any questions, please ask, and we'll try to talk about it. The Gemara is not Kezvam and Aleph. Avel also betzivoses, betziv. Ayishlach yor tov, ayikach mishon ishach hachama v'yomar yisab yino v'liv shino b'zeheva v'atasuch yishemen v'yis kishish as v'yomar rabin misabela salmeis. Bingo. So what do you see? It says misabela salmeis. And it says liv shino b'zeheva. What do you mean b'zeheva? What do you mean b'zeheva? What does it say? What it means? What is b'zeheva? Must be that the garments of an Avel are somewhat different than the garments of someone who's not an Avel. In what way? What does Big Day Avel mean? So presumably, Big Day Avel means that you can't wear freshly laundered clothes, if you have to put it in their English work today. And Rashi on the Rif spells it out. That the limud is from the word big day avel, and presumably if the garment is very clean, it's not considered big day avel. Did you see if I can find it here? Bidayevo, says Rashi, Alma also b'tichvosis. Apparently, if it's washed, it's not considered bidayevo. So Rabosai, it's a very difficult issue, but we have to face it head on. What is the Isser over here? What is the nature of the Isser? Is the Isser to wash clothes? Or is the Isser to wear clean clothes? No lashna the Gemara Abalas of Tichboses. What does Tichboses mean? Like Tiglachas. Laundering. The Maisa Kibbutz. No? That's how you read the first three words. It's awesome for an Abalas to do laundry. When he wears it, doesn't wear it, that's irrelevant. That's how it starts off the sugya. But from the Gemara of Uriah, the Pasuk, where big they Abel, what the impression conveyed from that Pasuk? It's not a question of what you're doing in terms of the laundry room. It's a question of what you're wearing. Oh, well, it could be both. If it's both, the question is where does it come from? How do you fit these two things together? The Rambam in Hilchus Avel, Perikei Halacha Gimel, which is on the Mount of Kabbalah. Rambam writes, "Unayin she'avel also lechabes begodov v'lirchot gufa v'losoch shenemar is abli na v'livshi b'gdeevel adasuchi shemet." At the end, he said, "It's a shame she'avel also bekibus begodim to do the laundry. Kach also lilvosh kelim levanim chadashim meguhadim." Very interesting Rambam. Indeed, yes, Shimon is right at both. But some of the pasuk, the first the pasuk tells you that up to the Maisa Kibbutz, even though the whole source is Big Deva. And then, as you should know, there's an additional Isser of wearing clean clothes. Which are not just, that doesn't say, we'll get to the middle, it doesn't say Mechubas, he says Meguhatz, we'll come to that later. Yeah. So far, the emes is that it's far no source in Shas, right? The aser wearing clean clothes. There's no source in Rambam. The aser wearing clean clothes. The only issur is the two issurim Rambam has. One, to do the laundry. You can't do the laundry. That's Pashat Shana Gemara. And two, you also cannot wear. We'll use a simple term, pressed clothes. Giyut. You must have seen what the question, what giyut really means. Parshat Shad in the Gemara Ksubis, giyut means pressed. The iron. Who wears iron clothes b'chlal nowadays? I mean, what's an iron? It's something that you see in a dry cleaning store. I mean, it's not like 30 years ago. So it may be a whole different story. Maybe there's no, who said it also to live with God in Mechubas? Who said so? Not the Gemara, not the Rambam. I'm starting off, I know I'm going against your mindset. I understand that, because I'm starting to do it for a reason. Yes, Ari? I understand what you're saying. It's a good question. I still have a kash. How do you learn any maaser, whether it be kibbutz, giyutz, from the pasuk of bidayev? The chalad pasuk is clearly referring to what you're wearing, what you're doing. That's stam a kash. Who asks? Everyone asks this kash. Who asks the kash? Yeah.
They
say they don't learn after the pasuk. A smachta b'yalma. Of course, a smachta b'yalma. But even usually a smachta has to.
No, because you say you really manage. You can say it's too much to get through it.
Yeah.
That's
what
the sheeta says.
Oh, the sheeta discusses this question.
He says that you can.
See the sheeta. Shine the sheeta. Oh, here, let me take a look. It's a chodah, very powerful question. How can you derive an Isser of Maisa Kibbutz from a problem talking about Big Day Eva? That they're two different things. Let's take a look. Which is Big Day Eva? Oh. So let's see. So he quotes the Gemara, which I'm about to quote too. That's Yudzayin Amid Beis. Let's turn there, okay? Yudzayin Amid Beis. This one was on the Mount of Tops. Let's look at Yudzayin Amid Beis. Let's be Zion the base. The Gemara is a very interesting discussion over there. Gemara says, "Chafu avel zeh hazeh." If Nebuch, a person is back to back avelusin, hich b'tzar or mekel b'tzar. We're not discussing that now. U'mechabes kesusa b'mayim. Part ma'alov. Amar Rav Chista b'tar lo b'misparayim b'mayim v'lo b'neser v'lo b'ahol. I'm not sure how you pronounce the word exactly. It's some kind of soaps and things like that. Amar Rav Chista also meres ovel osur b'tichbosis. What the Shita of Jonah says here says what? This should be the Evel. L'kamach m'chachina d'hai k'ro lav dafka. The tichbos is like silver crop or head of a crop. Yeah. So he says in the bottom, maybe it means big because of the broom in that there shouldn't be a question about they're ripped. Could be. In any event, okay. It could be that there's lav daf, whatever it is. The bottom line is that the Gemara could shoot that's a little bit difficult. Starts off with the pasuk talking about the garments and then partly. Starts up second Easter do an action, ends over the puzzle about the garment. It's a little bit problematic. Yes? Hold on. That's a good point. So the Ramban talks about these malach, but Tosin already talks about these malach. Tosin the Revi, design of a date. Tosin says there's also a merit, other mitzvot, and you talk about pshita. So I feel the shy malachas us. The man is Eastern malacha for an omel. Right? The Tosis is the same as the Ramban. The Eshloma. Shem the Katani, the Kaman, Eilu Dvar, Misha Ovel, also man, the Lokatani to Vosis. Ach, Pile, Ploy, the Tosis Mamash doesn't make it to Bashoya. What's he talking about? But not to say that Vosis, the Chosim Shem Minolah Malacha. What's that? Can't do malacha A, B, C, D, go on to 150 malachas, the other can't do it, so that's a malacha. Inami Tichbo says, well, Mayim Ka'amach, that's what the Gersa of the Marashah. So we'll come to the Tosis a little bit later. But the Ramban also discusses this question, is correct, neither yet?
What I
want to
say is, shouldn't that
expression is problematic. What should have said is, I don't know, Avol also be begotten mechubasim. I mean, a farther way to say it. You want to find a fancier way, hire a brave to find a better way to say it. But, lack of words here. The word that both usually means, no? That's the glacha, the same as shkal, you're doing something. No? That's a pshat. Oh. Now, yeah. So the Ramban, in fact, on page Kuptzadi there, tells you that the reason why you're not permitted to do laundry, if you're going to put the clothing away for next week, for next month, for next year, the reason is, in fact, Easter Malacha. But Tosfos is hammering me that Ramban's not coming. Partially. But he calls Lechabes Ulahaniya to clean the clothes, to put them away. It's awesome, it's a malach, it's an Issa malach. That's all. There's no special Easter of kibbutz, of a mice of kibbutz. It's an Issa malach. Yes, Danny? Well, we'll have to see that what the Marashah says. we'll see whether that's true or not. Okay, I take that statement back for the moment. But then it tells me, the Ramban says that the Easter of Kibbutz L'Chavetz L'Haniach is an Easter Malach. He says it beferish. It's an Easter Malach. And therefore it's Gedorim depends upon Malach, right? You see what he says? Whether someone else can do it for you, depends on whether someone else can do Malach for you. The Kibbutz, the Siyom, the Ramban of Chalamayim again. All the things we'll get to later in the end of the sheet here about Malach. So you have to go with the Gedorim of Malach. That's the Ramban sheet as far as L'Chavetz U'L'Haniach. That's clear. This being the case, he is matir, halacha l'maisa, the Ramban, what he calls legai to l'haniyah after Shiva. He based it on a Masechta Smachos, and it is found in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is found in Shin Pei Tes, Siv Dalet and Siv Zayin, quotes the Ramban, lock, stock, and barrel. All the dinner of Kibbutz, the Kibbutz, everything is found. Even the Maisa Gius, which is with an iron, pressing, dry cleaning, would be mutter after Shiva, because there's always a malacha, that's all for it. According to the Ramban, the whole Maisa of Kibbutz, or Gius, can only be used in malacha. The man that talks Shiva is also after Shiva's mutter. Not to wear it, mind you, but to do the actual Maisa, the action of cleaning and laundering and pressing, cannot possibly be also after Shiva, according to the Ramban, because the nation is malacha. Malacha is only also to talk Shiva. Wait. No, I said Tosh, no. You can't do the laundry within 7 days of Avelis in order to wear it after the Shiva, or after the Shloshim. But once Shiva is over, and now you're a person in Shloshim, he may, of course he can do Kibbutz, I mean that's, he can even do Gius then. Because he eats Malacha, there's always a Malacha after, that's as far as the action, well what, as far as wearing, we haven't come to wearing it. Second problem wearing, well the action now, of the washing or the present. What's the sound of Shulchan Aruch? Oh. Whoa, you just threw on a monkey wrench. What did he say? Who? What's that? Oh. So that's exactly what I'm telling you. It's Hesech Adav. What does Hesech Adav do? What does Hesech Adav do? The reason I wanted to mention that term is one that comes from left field. Because the Ramban says, hey, he says, don't ask a kash against me. I'm being matir during the shloshim to do the kilachavis elaniyah, to do the laundry. I put the clothing away for next week, month, or year. But you'll ask a kash against me because we know, it's been offered a Gemara in Tainus, in Machlokes, in Tainus, Chof Tetz, and the base. He passed on halacha. That in Shavuot, Shachal, Vol, Tisha B'Av. Have we mentioned Tisha B'Av yet in all our discussions before? A little bit. Talmud Torah we had a little bit. No? Tom is curious when it comes up. Talmud Torah we had it. It's filling a little bit. Yeah. This is going to be a sort of a program that we'll learn this in the 3 weeks. Because this is going to be a recurring theme as we go. How, you know, because Avelis, Tisha B'Av, Avelis, the Tzibur, the Rabin, Avelis, the Shana, how it relates. So here it is right away, an example. Ramban, you'll slug me up, because it says in Tainus Chof Tesla Reis in Machlokes, we pass on Halacha, that you may not even wash in Shavuot Shechal Mo Tisha B'Av, even L'Haniyah. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, you know what it is. You can't do this, it's proof and care. If the washing machine doesn't work in that week. No one uses, no one does the laundry that week. Why not? You do the laundry now and wear it after Tisha B'Av? No. Where is an Orthodox camp, and the Shulchan Aruch it says, you can't do laundry during the 9 days. It's finished. So shouldn't that statement apply to Shloshin, that the Ramban's cash against himself? The Ramban answers, well, they're different. Because he's Surah Shavu B'chol Adav, and maybe Molach Hashem Tzarichah, we have a Lichshad or Takala. And he throws in, he should know that the Shavua, Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, he thinks, is even more common than Tol Shloshim. Yeah. an interesting Ramban. Sorry? Well, let's read it. Okay, we'll go slow. Ramban raises the question. Kufari? The Ainu Inyan the Shabbos, thank you. The Ainu Inyan the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. The Hossam goes through Aleihem, Ibnei Shisura Shabbat Becholada. Shelo Yasem Malach Hashem Atzricha, Viavohu Balech Shalad Et Hakala. I'm not sure exactly what that means. What do you mean Lach Hashem Atzricha? What's Lach Hashem Atzricha? What's Yom Tov here? That's the way he answered the question. He wanted to know why the Chabbos laniach mutter in Shiva. Wait a minute. In what? In Shloshim. And Asr during Shavua Shechalbo. Well, the Shavua Shechalbo is different because it's so rabid, and the Shavua Shechalbo is no one else really can wear it. Plus, it's a little bit more chomer also because the veil is the rabid. You know, he's making a general comparison, we'll get to this later, between Shloshim and Shavua Shechalbo. We'll come to that comparison later. Let's not lose sight of the fact that there may be small technical differences, but the basic comparison the Ramban is making is Shavua Shechalbo and Shloshim. We'll come to this a little later. Yes?
What the Sfarad of Kibbutz should be any different?
Kibbutz is different than what?
Than anything else where we generally do make a comparison between...
No, it is a general comparison too. But as far as certain technicalities, say the Chavis or Aniyah. So the Chavis, Aniyah, Taka Machlokes in the Gemara in times. One day it's in Smutter. Other day it asks, only because it's Shad and Takhola. Or they have a Rabbin, they made an extra Chumrah. But they're basically all the same. Fine. Now, Mr. Brewer in Simitov Kufn analysis of Kabbal Chavalot says the reason why a person cannot do laundry during the Shavuot Shachar Tishrei is because it's nearer to Messiah Daita Me'avetz Shimon term. So I was waiting. He's Messiah Daita Me'avetz. He's supposed to be thinking about Avelis this week, and he's doing laundry. It's like a car, it's a pella. How do you go to work? The guy's a computer program. So I thought it was a computer program. I thought it was a bigger ass like a dot than doing the laundry, you know? Or, how do you understand? What they march, how do you understand? Yes, sir.
Doing
laundry. I think, I'll double check. For the Mr. Brewer? Three sheets, let's keep it out. Okay. Take a look what it says. The Kabbal Chavos. What is it, Chavos? Kibbutz Shalom Mutter. Chavala? Sorry. Ulechavos, I feel his exact, as I said. Shua Shechavos Nishvav, also the Sion, the Saper, Ulechavos, I feel in her also the love Shalata. So Mr. Brewer is troubled. Why not? Why not? Says he, the Nirek and Messiah Taita Me'avetz. Because we don't know what's going on in his head. Maybe the genius, he can think about Avelis Achrim and while he's washing the clothes, he's thinking about the Chayas Kharev, the Mikdash Kharev.
What?
That's what I mean. That's my question. We're just evasive here. What happened to the use of computer programming? A new chumrah. Computer programming was also, every job. As a person, whatever he is, he's a doctor, a lawyer. He isn't too fun to have that. Whatever he is, an accountant, whatever. He's busy with it, that takes up more concentration than Kibbutz Begodim. What's
going on? Why isn't the job saying
that he's just okay, so where are you going on? Yes, Danny? That's what I thought, shouted over here. Can you just say, make a flat statement, and everything is just Hesach Adas is awesome? That's crazy. So everybody, you can't do anything in the whole 9 days. Shall I thought, hey, yours, you already know, there exists an Easter of Begodim Mechubasim. So we're assuming it. Exists an Easter of wearing clean clothes during the 9 days, Shulam Shul Shechalbo. So from the Melechai, the Takana Chazal was to include the Easter, even the Chavei to Lania, to include it in this general Easter. Why? Because you're a Bible from afterwards, or because once they made one Xerah, they sort of were, it was Nitzbah. Yos is already a Xerah, not to wear clean clothes. They added another part of the Xerah, don't wash the clothes. But there's no Easter about other kinds of part of Malacha for Parnasa in the house. So therefore they didn't make an Easter Malacha to do it, there's no Malacha to use it either. No Easter to use it either. That's what I thought. Right, the Galdus. Gildel Shur. Gildel Yisur. It's also, since we have forgotten Mechubasim, they included it. It's also an Easter to do Maitre Kibbutz. But if it wasn't meant for the original Easter of the Galdus Mechubasim, I would say it was not a greater, brand new Easter than the Hezbollah. I think it's everything's on Hezbollah. That's what I thought also, like Danny said. Yes, John. Wait, one at a time.
Yeah, I thought maybe you can say that it's not because in Ramesh we don't not to worry about his Hesach Hadas. It's that when it's nearer that to other people that he's forgetting about the whole Indian it's nearer to other people that he's forgetting about the whole Indian of Shul Shechalbo and Tisha B'Av, because he looks like the other people that he's Ramesh Mesir Hadas and the whole Indian, he's forgetting about it, he'll wear these clothing. Well, when you go to work,
after Ramban said this is Chashad.
Right, I think
that's the Rishon said. Wait a minute, it's two different things. I don't see the things to be the same. No, tell me if I'm wrong. The Ramban said, Ramban sort of said two different things. He said, "Hasan Gadam Shem Hashisu Shalom B'Shaladam B'Shalayas the Malachah that Shem Tzricha V'Yavu Bala that Shadal Zeit Hakala." Oh, the Shabbos of Tishba Chomer Mishloshim Shalayev Alinyan Kibbutz Mishu Avelus the Rabban. I guess he really could put it in what Jonah is saying. You could say like this. The Asif Kibbutz, because it's Kibbutz, Malacha Shein Tzricha. Why then it's Tzricha? Because you can't wear it that week anyway. That's more of the way Danny was sort of saying. So, but other jobs would be different. Because in other jobs, but be a shadow. How can I raise? I want to write a computer program today, which I'm going to need it for my, I need it in the fall. So it says, like, Malacha Shein Tzricha. I'm like a yantiv with Chalamayit again. They don't want to make such fine distinctions for the Shuvah. Now, yantiv. Because everything else in the world could be used in certain circumstances, they would mind it up to Mutter. But Kibbutz, which can never be in the Tzarech for 9 days, because it's also the way of God of Mechubasim. Remember that, that's Pshat Shalom Hashem Tzrich. That's a good Pshat, I think, Malach Hashem Tzrich. There's no way that you can use it. Whereas any other Malach in the world, even though maybe you don't need it now, but you could have needed it, right? And it's not going to be purely Marasai. True, the Ramban has the efforts, V'yavo, bo l'dech shalom v'takola. Could be it's purely Marasayim. You could say, you know, via Vola is an extra Svara. Even without the Marasayim, you could say this distinction. True is that it's the reason I'm saying it because it fits the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe Hesach Hadas may avail to apply to any Malach which is for afterwards, right? But they didn't want to make an Easter if it's it could be used for the purpose of that week. Yes, Nachum. You can't wear it. The truth is, you know, spring, blushing, you can wear it. Whoa, slow. We're talking now about Shavuot, Shechalbo, Tisha B'Av.
Right, instead of
all the slow,
it's
great. Yeah, I How much will you throw it, sir? Okay, I hear what you're saying. Well, let's talk a little bit more, and maybe we'll be able to answer your question as we talk. Yes, Abba. Do you have an answer? Not bad. Hear what he's saying. The Issa starts off as an Issa to wear clean clothes. But since us to wear clean clothes, just like we said before, like we just said now, as far as Tisha B'Av is concerned, that's all we mean. Who says? Where? Which footnote?
The first column,
then goes to
the second
column.
First column.
Yeah. The Mishum Issa Levisha Asru Kvisa. Sounds poetic. That's probably from Avisa Zalma. That's what Hegel Mem stands for whatever reason. Yeah. Okay. So Mechavet or Avisa Zalma Meltzer looks like. No. So, okay, very good. So we have to come with that Bahala. The region at least is to wear clean clothes. And sometimes they manage there because of that not to do it either. Of course, Ramban seems to disagree in certain instances, at least, if you don't ask me. Because Ramban holds up gears. He came up with the Guhatin, Shlot Shlot the Gemara, Tosh Shloshim. Yet the Ramban is making and says that Begad is with the guy to Laniach after Shiva Tosh Shloshim. It could be the Ramban of the Shitasa. So it seems we have the Kitza. Let's put on the table over here. What's emerged? The big Machlokas here. That's emerged, a big fight. What's the nature of the Yisr of Kibbutz? The mice of Kibbutz. The Ramban says no such is malacha. Like it's malacha, that's all it is. It's portion malacha. And it goes with the regular Gedorah of malacha, that's all. And there are other poskim, Rishonim and Achronim, who seem to say no. That the Easter, the nature of the Easter of Maisa Kibbutz is an outgrowth, an extension of the Easter to wear the Gedorah Mechubasim and Leguhat. And it could be possibly many not convenient to Allah between these two understandings of this extension. In other words, we could find someone who should be able to find someone who's going to say that's also the guy Tosh Loshim. No, one could imagine it's Shita. Okay, we'll have to come back. We'll discuss this. We'll talk about the matter and we'll come back to it at the end. Yes, you could see it.
Yeah. What about in the Rambam? When the Rambam says that you can't press clothes, but you can't wear any clothes. It doesn't exactly line up. It should be, according to what we're saying now, whatever you can't wash, you can't wear. Shouldn't it work the same way?
Well, the Rambam wrote, Minayin Sha'avot also the Chavit Begadot. Then he said, it's the same as us, the big kibbutz. So you can't wear begadim and
beguhatim. Yeah, that's the opposite, right? You can't wear press clothes.
But
shouldn't it be, you can't wear any clothes.
It'd
be the main
issue
to wear.
Oh. If the main issue would be the wearing, so then whatever you can't wear, you can't do. But if you're allowed to wear begadim and beguhatim, which is a simple shot in the Rambam, it doesn't say anything, then how come you can't do a ma'aseh kibbutz? Could be able to hold a decent malach. Perhaps. Possible. Come back to the Rambam later. Yes.
Wait, the Ramban holds mut to wear?
Wear what?
The Ramban, let's say, Mekubasim, or...
Ramban? No, Ramban is a French man. The Ramban we're talking about.
To wear, I'm just sure, Ramban, what would he go by? To wear, wearing Mekubasim.
Awesome.
You hold Mekubasim from where?
That they love Shabbat Nigam on that test of Abba Manal. All the laws of Bidrich Bos in the quotes, the Pasuk of the way of Big Day Eva.
Are there anything else but the actual laundry is only from Malach?
That's the actual laundry is Malach. That's exactly what I'm saying. Okay. Now. Yeah. The Ramban and here in page Kuf Pei Tes also has another has a machlokes to the Rambam. Can you wear, this is basically what we said just until now, but they spelled it out. Can you wear Kalim Mechubasim Yishanim, as he calls it, Tov Shiva? The Ramban says no, but the Rambam, he quotes, seems to say yes. The Rambam does not have an issue of wearing begotten mukubas and tov shiva. So the Rambam said it's impossible. He said, we know, he brings an interesting riot. Klei pishta. What is klei pishta anyway? What is klei pishta? I mean, linen. What's the question about linen? Not sure exactly. We'll see soon. One says that klei pishta, you may not wear in shuwa shechaba tishaba, even though there's no issue of gears. I think I'm always in the Masechta Tanis. He says an Avil Tov Shiva, he says, is more chomer than Shua Shechaba Tisha B'Av. So in Shua Shechaba Tisha B'Av, you have a case where there's no issue of gears, and you still can't wear it. So by the same token, generally speaking, because of the Mechubasim, the din should be that you shouldn't be allowed to wear it. That's the Ramban's right. Read it inside. Page Kuf Pei Tes. Comes out that you can't wear any begotten mukubasim. What would the Rambam do with this right? Yes, what a question, I'm sorry. Yes, no. Oh. So, what would the Rambam do? So if you look carefully in the Rambam Nichol's Tanios, we talked about the laws of the Shua Shechaba Tisha B'Av, you get the impression that there is no iser to wear a beged mechubas at all. Only meguas. That's what I'm going to say is to say no chastanias. So therefore the whole Rabban's whole system breaks down. We'll say in a chinami a beged mechubas is mutter on Shavua Shechaba Tisha B'Av and for an Avot Tov Shiva. What was Ramban's question based on? What assumption was it based upon? That a beggar mechubas is usher in the 9 days. Kavachomer, during Shiva. Ramban said, yeah, it's a gavaldi or kavachomer. But it's mutter in both. Huh? Do me something. It's mutter in Shua Shechaba, and it's mutter in Shiva's Shemaya Ve'elis, Megan Mechubos. As a matter of fact, it's not only the Rambam who says this, but the Rambam quotes it from Rashi. When they look at Tarfat and Matina, the Rashi's out, Shehitvi lahachlif v'lulbos b'shivas v'me'avelos kolok ha'mechubos kolom ha'kai. Shut. Rashi all the way.
What?
You
not have to wash it. If you wash it,
the v'me'avelos
can't wear it.
You
wash it before.
Because it's a
shavah,
a mitzvah
of a veil. I don't know.
I mean, it's a little... Also, b'shiyaskina. Perhaps. Hold on a second. Before I would say, I've also, I pointed this again, let's repeat. According to Rashi and the Rambam, it seems to me that the Easter of Kibbutz Begadim is a separate Easter against the Rambam. The Rambam says the Easter of Kibbutz is an Easter Malach. An Easter Malach. But Rashi and the Rambam say that it's an Easter, as I said before, of Hesach Adas, the Mishnah Brewer says. What? Yes. Well, the same as the Shua Shechava is the Isra of Hesach Adas in the Avelos to the Rabbi, so too in Tishrav is in Avelos is an Isra of Hesach Adas in Avelos to Yochid. Maybe not, I don't know. Say, don't know. This Shidush, where is this Nebuki Tzorfatim? Where is this Nebuki Tzorfatim? Where is it? We didn't have any sources, what is it? Ancient source that we don't have? The Tosis, no? Where's the Tosis? Where's the Tosis? No? Chavdal on the day. About? It took a Chavdal on the day. What does it say there? Very tricky, that Tosis. Tosis says, Pish Mekuntris in Balahakat Begonim Shekipsu Konim Aregel Lubash Begonim Shem Mechubasim is Mutter. Says Tosves Tal Perish Rashi Kshadi Shari Begonim Shekipsu Konim Ave Evlo. Here's a critical line. Look what he pulled off of his house in his cash. Umistama Hinani Shari Begonim Hameguhatsim Konim Ave Elis. Da-da-da-da-da-da, he gets stuck. I reject the Mistama. What Mistama? Not Mistama at all. Begadim Meguhatim as a separate Isser. You can't have Begadim Meguhatim. Freshly pressed, clothes, as a separate Isser. Can't do it. But Begadim Mechubasim, it's not a separate Isser. For the Rashi. The Tosis is pulling a fast one over here. Rashi was Matir Begadim Mechubasim. Then they say Mistam with Matam Meguhatim, then they knock him down. So I'll live without your Mistam, no thank you. Without the Mistam, Rashi Sheet has no conscience against him. Sorry? Alright, they answer. That's how partial the answer. I was wondering now, so let's leave out the trouble, let's leave out the fight between the Rambam and the Ramban, Rashi, etc. How do you explain that Gemara in Masechta Times? I don't understand, it's big bit Pishtim. I mean, it's important to know. Not only for 9 days, but also our veil is too. For both. What kind of din is this? How do you understand it is? There's no Easter to iron big day fish, huh? You can't wear it anyway. What's the Gemara? Ah, Bal Pisham, I think Pishtan ain't bad, but also love some the Shabbos, Chotish, Lias, Pesach. Explain me, please. What's the nature? What is it for? What question am I saying, Krishna? I want to know. Why is there no Isur Giyus in Klei Krishna? Why? Who knows why? Who knows? Yes? Why not? Was the linen lobby? They lobbied successfully to avoid the Isur of, I'm sorry. It doesn't need to be pressed. You can just throw it out. Who says that? What? I don't understand you. Any Shem Yishuv Giyus, I will also the Lav Shem. What does the Lav Shem mean? What is the Shlav Shem? What does the Nun mean? Which big day Krishna? All big day Krishna? Dirty big day Krishna? With the cotton lobby? What does the Lav Shem mean? How do you guys understand the word? What? Bhagavat, Baba Pashup Shah. So there's no ironing by Big Day Krishna. Yeah, what? Correct. Those, that, I don't know, that's the impression of the... Who is? Everyone wore linen undergarment. Yeah. From the Vilna, I'll give you, how do I know? From the Vilna Gaon. From the Vilna Gaon. No? The Vilna Gaon only wore a cotton telescope. He wouldn't wear a wool telescope. He wouldn't wear the racing stripes. So the, why? If you look into my Sarab, it doesn't form, you should expound upon it. You know, it's a very big Machlan Klein. He wore woolen, everyone used to wear that apparently, linen, you can't wear it. It's gonna get filthy, it's gonna get dirty, it is. you can't wear it. It's going to get filthy, it's going to get dirty. It is dirty. Manasha, so you can't, you should be able to wear it too. So I was thinking maybe it's about, I don't know if it's a little shver. The Easter of kibbutz, the mice of kibbutz, is only to make it clean. To wash it, to make it clean. If you're not going to make it clean, so you didn't do an act which is normally considered an act of kibbutz. Kibbutz, the mice of kibbutz, or gears, is usually offered is to make it perfectly clean and fresh and everything like that. Apparently with Pishtun, they couldn't do it. The dirt was so ingrained, embedded. You can never really make it clean. Make it cleaner, yeah, but you can't make it really clean. So therefore, the use of kibbutz was only to make it perfectly clean. I can't do that by Pishtun. So why can't you wear it? The chalat is not clean. So maybe the Varah Hazai, since the Isser is based on Big Day Avil, so it's a Begodim and Nuvolin, as Rashi seems to say, Begodim and Nuvolin, so that means it has to be dirtier than usual. In other words, it's the distinction. If it's not perfectly clean, so as far as the Isser of the mice of making clean, I didn't make it clean, so therefore it's mutter to do it. But as far as wearing, you're supposed to wear something which is not the regular garment. And if your regular garment, the Pishtun, is mildly dirty, you shouldn't wear the regular garment which is mildly dirty. Whatever. Which is a bigger Pishtun Maguha. Yes, Aris.
So there's different
levels of clothing,
let's say. So if I
clean
the washing machine on
cold, that's
more.
We'll discuss that. We'll talk about that. Mayim, Vanessa, without soap. We'll see. Okay. That's what I wanted to possibly say as far as Shver. I admit it's Shver. So if it's Shver, I'll try another challenge. No one likes Shver, I'll try another challenge. Another shot. Maybe it's like this. Let's try another shot. See, I'm going, everything that my count says, I build on my count as Kiddush. His first Kiddush was, Rabban said it already. That's the reason why Begad Pishtun is different. Because it doesn't really get that clean. It's always so close to the skin, it's always very dirty. Maybe a different vote. Because the Ramban, I found the Ramban, unbelievable Ramban I found. On page Resh Mem Vav. Page Resh Mem Vav is in Yom of Tisha B'Av. Way at the end. The Ramban says in Yom of Shul Shachar B'Tisha B'Av. He says, a Kli Pishtun is what he calls, quote, this is a verbatim quote, Meleches Arai. That's what Shai meant. What does Meleches Arai mean? You know, I'm not actually in laundry. Apparently, you wash woolen clothes. So I'm not saying that's a whole procedure. Oh, you wash the woolen clothes and you have a whole procedure, etc. Whereas you wash linen, I don't know, again, I don't know the details. Maybe you'll ask your local historian or your local clothes washer. I don't know what's expert these things. That little is a whole procedure. Whereas washing wool is a whole procedure. Washing linen, though, some melechas arai. The Rabban quotes this in the context, which of this expression, which I'm sure you saw in the Maamar Kaimis, which says that kibbutz shalanu was mutter. So that kibbutz shalanu ki kibbutz shalahem. And the apostle said, not based on kibbutz shalom, it's like the government. Why? Because our kibbutz is meleches arai. And then it's mutal l'chabes l'haniyah, he says, the Ramban. It's meleches arai. Look, if it's a meleches arai, then it's mutal. But to wear it is us. Why? Again, wearing clean clothes is a assuming that was awesome, period. Can't wear clean clothes. But the nature of the Easter of what? Of kibbutz, mice of kibbutz, is an Easter of malacha, which is based upon etchadat, presumably, which only applies to malacha kvua. But a malacha sarai would be mutter. That's the second charge. I think the boys like better. Okay. That but now we're assuming that the reason that Pishtun is different is not because it's dirtier because it's a Melech HaSarai. Maybe it's Tavah HaTalia. Maybe the reason why it's a Melech HaSarai is because it's dirty anyway. The Ramban compares the Kibbutz Shalom, I don't know what the comparison would be. Huh? That could be. Where? No, that doesn't exist. Is that the wrong page? Wait a second, I have the wrong page. And it's bad news. There? Oh, yeah, unbelievable. Where is it? Yeah, towards the top, no? Right, that's it. Chankli Pishnu Mechoma. That's exactly it. He compares a Melech HaSarai of Kibbutz Shalom to Klei Pishnu Mechoma. It's like a Melech HaSarai. That's the verse, a different verse. What? You're saying it should come out that way according to this. Wow. Shai is correct. If this is correct, that's an unbelievable chumrah. The vault. I don't think the Poskim have this from. Well, I guess we have one. According to this, it come out, although Kibbutz Shalom was a heter, it had to do the Maisa Kibbutz, but not to wear the Beged HaMechubas for Kibbutz Shalom. It may some of us say that. Right? Let's take a look. Let's go slow. Let's be patient. Okay? We're going to have to go, as I told you, it's a complicated idea. We'll go through it at the end. We'll have to give a summary of what we know, what we don't know. Okay? So let's not panic over here. Because he says there's no difference in Pishtun and anything else. The whole difference in Pishtun and anything else is in the Maisa Kibbutz. If the Kibbutz are Melachas, the Melachas are Rai. We'll have to come back. We'll have to make a Sikkum at the end. It's very complicated. Now. Yeah. So. Tosis, let's go now back to, we had a Tosis before now for Yizayin HaMadeis. We got moved off there. The Tosis said, on Yizayin HaMadeis, there's a kasha. Who needs an Issa Kibbutz? It should be us in the Shum Malacha. So the first test we don't understand. Mashal says, what's he talking about? Mashal doesn't understand what the teretz is really. What's the second teretz? Inam HaTichbo says, Mayim Kama. What are the answers? What are the answers? Still a Malacha. Still it's malach. So, I'll tell you what I thought. I thought as follows. Someone may have already said it, well, if I didn't say it, the Mayim Makamas was a giveaway here. The last Mayim Makam had nothing to do with it. And Kibbutz, you have put in the Mayim Makam, which is from left field. No? Shin Pei Siv Chav Bei. What's the connection? What's the connection with anything? That's in the sin of that Malach. What does it say there? What does it say there? Who knows? What does it say there? That's it's called domestic work is Mutter. No? Doesn't mean Lama touch Malach. You can't go to work, what we call it. You can't go to work. But domestic work, right, taking care of the house and the cooking and the cleaning and everything is Mutter. I thought, and I found it in the Karanoa this way. So the Karanoa means, Karanoa is a psalashin, he thinks that Kibbutz should be considered Bechlal Oichel Nefesh. Doesn't mean to eat the clothes. I mean that Oichel Nefesh is Labdak. I mean the woman is allowed to cook if she's an Avel. So the person can cook an Avel. It's Labdak to cook. I mean, all domestic kind of work is not considered Malacha in the context of Issa Malacha for an Avel. And then that's what I thought all this means. That it's a simple domestic malacha, and therefore, then maybe you need for a special issa. Maybe inami tichboses mayim kamar. I mean, I'm just projecting. Shot possibly. Maybe tichboses says the fancy. You give it out to wash in a laundry service. That's malacha, but tich. But tichboses b'mayim, maybe I'll be considered simply domestic work of Ochel Nefesh, and then that answer anyway. That could be a possible child in Tosis. But leaving out child in the Tosis, let's forget the Tosis. Stop. We could say that against the Ramban. The Ramban had his whole yisod, that the whole Easter of Kibbutz is purely simply nothing more, nothing less than the old-fashioned Easter Malacha. You can say, no, Easter Malacha would not apply to laundry because it's Ovel Nefesh, as the current article is. And it's only a special Easter of Kibbutz as an extension of the Begadim Mechubasim, as Danny wanted to say before, or some other variant. Yes? You want to know why the Ramban said it's job? Why the Ramban didn't know about Ochel Nefesh? He may hold, that's only what? That's only if you're going to cook food to eat it that day. But here, well, you're not going to wear the garments that week because it's available. So you shouldn't be allowed, even though it's domestic, you still shouldn't be allowed to do it. The Ramon? Yeah, what did Ramon say?
You
know,
like, only for
a few people. Okay, well, let's take a look. Call out Tzarek, Masha ain't a Tzarek Lavav. It should be a professional baker, cook for 1,000 people. This is not allowed to do. Yeah, but taking care of laundry in the house might be not be in the same category as doing something for outside the house. Yeah.
So then wash the clothes, and then start out with the clothes, and then wash the clothes, and then start.
So she, her own clothes she's not going to wash because she can't wear them anyway. Assume, that's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Huh? Can she wash the family's clothes? Yes or no? Cleaner. She's washing the underwear, kind of cleanest. She washes, is it mutter to, is it mutter to wash the clothes of the family during that week or not? Yes or no? What do you say? What do you say, no? What's the one of my comments here? Whoops, I left it out. Oh, I didn't put it on. Don't know why. I wanted to argue with somebody today. Ah, I forgot who I wanted to argue with. Right away, I wanted to argue with. You want to argue with you too? Say for you, so they smell us. I fell asleep. I wanted to argue with him. Do you have a story? You can look at that. If you take a look at the, we have to look at the Lord of Shiva here. We have a female mourner. This is at the chapter 7, section 5, paragraph 6. Page 82. A female mourner may do all necessary housework during shiva, including washing the clothes for other members of the family. Shoy? Svashayla? You already passed it to Muslim. What's the source? Shulchan Aruch Shav Sivchav Beis. This is the source. I thought that's not a good source. Not a good source. Not at all. Because you could say there's a special Maitre Easter Kibbutz, Maitre Easter of Easter Kibbutz. If the Ramban is right, then Rabbi Feld is right. But if the Ramban is not right, well, start off with a problem, but you can share the rest yourself. Yeah. Ramban to the Easter Kibbutz. Not where. The Easter Kibbutz is purely Easter Malacha. It goes to the Gedarim of Malacha. Whenever Malacha is Asir, it's Asir. Malacha is Mutter, it's Mutter. So domestic work is Mutter, so then washing clothes is also Mutter. Well, this was only Malacha. But if you hold it, we wanted to suggest, it says new Easter Kibbutz, Maaseh Kibbutz, which is more linked to the to the Easter of wearing, so then the woman is an Avelis, the Chara shouldn't be able to wash any clothes, one might argue. Doesn't matter, but once they made an Isser to for her to wear clothes, she's mukta from the Gantz Indian of Kibbutz, now to wash her clothes, to wash someone else's clothes. Someone else's clothes, like her clothes, after the Zaniya. One could argue. I'm not saying it's not a passing against a printed book, but I'm saying it's not mukhra. The raya is not mukhra at all. Yes?
We said before with the toast with the Jewish with mayim,
excuse
the mayim. I heard that based on people on the sheet, I think he said something would say it's included in the chitza. I thought if you can say it's stopped in mayim, then you say maybe it's including up shut, you say that it's included in the chitza. I think that's
could be. As a matter of the Ritva says, and that the Ritva says on Yuzayin, why the two gemaras? Because Vav and Yuzayin are two different gemaras. He wants to say a chiddush. Now we know this from before. Now I'm telling you, it's even also the Chabas the Mayim. Even with cold water, I don't know how it works. Take a cold water wash with no soap. I'm not supposed to pay to do it. But the Ritva says it's still awesome. So we suppose that's why the two Gemaras. The Gemara of Yizayin, Tezvah, the two Gemaras, one thing that keeps us B'chlal, but still even the Mayim, and even with the, even the cold. Oh. Now hold on. Yes, Ari? You don't want your cold water wash?
The entire issue, the question was, the entire problem, you can't bear it, but afterwards, you can't wash it.
Do you tie like you hold like the Rabbi Felder? Okay, I'm not arguing. I say I wouldn't argue against it. I'm just saying that the Rabbi, you could argue if one could suggest possibly a different approach. I don't want to go any further than that. Okay. So on both sides. Till when is... till... Yes. Shulchan Aruch does pass like the Ramban. May I say Shulchan Aruch seems to go to the Ramban all the way, and therefore just come out of the Sisters Moses is right. Okay, that's very careful. I don't want to argue with a printed book. Till when is Kibbutz Asur? How many days of Avelis with us? Double push the Chorah. Only for 7 days, yeah? So have a poshet, yeah? We saw the Tosis? Tosis of Chav Gimel is a long discussion whether it's true or not. Actually, there are actual shittas in Halacha that offer for 30 days, believe it or not. Kibbutz, and there are riots for it, no? There are riots from the Makaris for it. The Masechta Smachos Perek Zayin says that way. Poshet Shad the Gemara that way. This is in Bavel. It says what? Kibbutz, what does it say there? Kibbutz for Bavel is like Kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. Might not come even. Was posted away in Perek Beis. A bunch of riots. I had to get to the Ferish Gemara. Two Ferish Gemaras. So one is to use the felt to peg. That's the Gemara and Chav Zayin. And Yevamos Mem Gimel is to get the Drei to get out of it. It's the Riva speaking. The Riva actually, more Riva is out. I always say the Chavis of Shloshim. You have the aim near a low, lit close call Elu. Because told before it took 3 riots and they have come out. What? One of the 3 riots, all the set of smugglers. Talks about Shmoni Yom Kong Regal, what's the Chavez? No, it means the guy. Then it says, yeah. So what Abai was in this garment. Abai was in Bavel. And Bavel, Gius is only like Kibbutz. Apparently, that Kibbutz Zasser also, no, it was called the imported clothes from Eretz Yisrael. No, no, pretty expensive cleaning service. They got Eretz Yisrael, and we wanted to, they must be big Zionists then. They sent their clothes to be cleaned in Eretz Yisrael, not the Israeli economy. And they brought it in, yeah. I had to tell Sefta, well, Kibbutz there means views. So the reverse, what are you doing over here? Strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out. That's it. Three strikes and you're out. That's three strikes. And he only has two strikes against him. The Gemara comes by and one give up. Three and two. So one he says, Magia. Hey, the Shlosh Shem Yom, the Kibbutz, the Gears, the Sprouts. Just add a steward, an extra word. That's all right. And Yavam, as he got out, it's complicated. He got out of the Gemara and Yavam. Okay. So it's a machlokas lalo. Of course, the vast majority of the posting hold that it's mut. That it's mut. Nevertheless, there are more posts admitting that it's awesome. Sure. How can that be? Oh. So the shock explains. The hold on the other says, Abba also Mr. Bo says, Mash Menachah Shiva Shari, because all these servants discussing are the servant of Shiva. Hotsum and Maya Maya, Allah Benesse Vakov. Baruch Hashem. Even the Machmirim are made by water. So the Ramah, so the Shach said, even the Chumash Ramah, not to wash clothes for a month, but when it comes to washing with water, you can be Mekel. Hold on a second. And as far as, so it's for wearing also. So you look at the wear, something which is washed with water. If not, so the Shach there quotes the minig which the Rabbi also quotes, which is found over here, let someone else wear it first. Someone else should wear it first. Lo adam achel lov shal tchila. Sho achas. It's a bit of a harabah, no? He puts it on for a minute, okay, it's already dirty. And then the other guy wears it. So the heart child doesn't react like this. Mikir Adin, this trick harsh shouldn't work on us, Mikir Adin. Mikir Adin, we passed it like Parshat Pshat and all the Gemaras, like all the Rishonim, all the Rishonim, and all these Kibbutz only when, come on. No? Tal Shiva. Elamayri Apsach, Shittah Machmira, Tal Shloshim. So what's the only Adas Yochit? We want to be mapped like it. So then we can knock off by letting someone else wear it for a shot. But the shot that you're using coal, of using water, it's not even, It's not even necessary. Hold on a sec. Yeah. I'm sorry, John. Yes.
Yeah, I sent it to Kiddi Rivar and came out that Kiddi Shalona was looking.
Oh. So Kiddi now, hold on a sec. Wait a minute. So if you look in Tosis says, we have a same idea of Kibbutz Shalanu. Kibbutz Shalanu should be Hetagamur. Right? Kibbutz Shalanu should be Hetagamur. Nevertheless, the minig is to ask even Kibbutz Shalanu. Even Kibbutz Shalanu. I believe so. Hold on a second. Here, he quotes at the end, Kibbutz Shalom was mutter. How do you know? Because Giyut Shalom, look at Kibbutz Shalom, Mashma the Kibbutz Shalom, and the Kibbutz Shalom. Meal in Yimea Velos is also the Kibbutz Shalom. Machra. Feel the Tisha, Machmiri, Ma'ola, the Kibbutz Shalom, the Betoch Aminik, the Moshe, the Kibbutz Shalom, the Basamulia, etc. He quotes here a minig, we machme even by Kibbutz Shalom. That's the minute. Even though it's matzmat, mutamikir I did. And, well, they're mapa everything. They're mapa even Kibbutz Shalom, even Tov Shlosh.
Wait a minute.
And Dake Moshe says, he writes, in Sivkot Na'alaf on the Simit. It's also to wear the Yishar. No, I think your whole bed frame. If you turn over our beds, you can tell the difference. You're less sticking up. I mean, there's nothing on the floor. I think our beds, you could tell the difference. No, I think you got to do. Is that shot? Is that how you learn? So a post going up as well as going, as the same post went up, you turn upside down, the same thing. So you're obviously not going to sleep without a mattress. So you'll take the mattress and put it on the other side. So it's the same thing. I mean, I get that's the challenge I learned, but I'm happy to be corrected. Yes? Well, I said hedges, because I was lying on the other corner of a bed. I'm sure halfway, fall off. But hi, we gotta sleep. I guess I wanted to turn her over the way when she could sleep on it. That's not, otherwise, I'm supposed to turn her upside down. I can turn it any which way. Turn it this way. I mean, you can make it from her. Yes.
So the match from the floor. I mean,
that's a little clear to me.
No, you see, you can turn it.